Podcast.
Hi, James.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, listener.
Hello, listener.
I'm good. How are you?
I hope we have more than one listener.
Yeah. Well, the listener who's listening to this that's listening is being greeted.
We welcome you.
Yes.
And we thank you for listening to the Bubbles Podcast.
Yes, we very much do.
I'm Steve. I'm the co-host.
I'm James. I'm the co-host.
And together, we're Bubbles.
Yeah. Why is this intro so long? We're 30 seconds in, and we're still introducing our podcast, and we're on episode, I don't even know.
Well, James, we're coming up on episode 50 pretty soon here. We're going to have to do an extravaganza episode for episode 50.
We very much are. I have an idea for it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it yet. I want to keep it a secret. We're on episode 45.
45, okay.
So, four more to go until the big 5-0.
Wow. So what's on tap for the podcast today, James?
We've got quite a few waters. You know, our life's been kind of interesting. A lot of stuff's happening. We might not have a episode next week.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. Well, we'll have to see. Maybe we will, huh?
I think we might be able to do one. We can bang one out. Even though we're not going to be here, we're going to be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have quite a few waters. Some of them we picked up on this last minute water grocery run thing that we did. And I'm kind of excited for what we have today.
Me too.
It's a lot, and like half of it looks good.
There's one water in particular that I'm very excited about that I haven't had in a long time.
I think we're excited about the same water because I've never had this.
You've never had it.
Never. I don't think I
have. So are you just going to keep teasing everybody, or are you going to explain the waters that we have on the podcast today?
Keep teasing. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right. So we have Hawaii water, a returner. This water's so nice, and it the packaging is great.
Hawaii Volcanic, so we'll get into that one.
Uh-huh.
What else do we have?
We have a Topo, of course.
Topo
we have
Chico.
Volvic natural spring water.
That's the one I'm excited about, James, the Volvic.
Me too. I don't think I've ever had it. So I'm excited for that.
What else do you have there?
We have Topo Chico. And we have this thing called Genki. It's a peach flavored sparkling water thing. So I think we're going to do this one second to last so we don't have any residue peach taste. I say second to last because we have a little special thing to end off the podcast. That we'll get in when it's time to get it.
Yeah, you tried a new recipe, didn't you?
Yeah. But, and then we have, finally, last and least, we have a purified drinking water by Good & Gather that we got at our haircut place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool, uh-huh. You saved that one that we can try it. Although I'm not that excited about that water.
Me neither. But
is it an RO water?
Very much is. Processed by advanced filtration and reverse osmosis technologies.
Okay. So where are we starting today? What's that noise I hear? What's that noise?
What is it, Dad? I don't know what it is. Tell me.
New water alert.
Volvic water, huh?
Let's get into the Volvic. So what do we know about Volvic? Where's it from?
I no clue. It's a natural spring water.
Source Clairvic Spring
in France.
Aubergine Region Park, just to the north of Puy de Dôme in France.
Nice.
This is a neutral pH 7, calcium 11.5, chloride 13.5. Bicarbonate 71, magnesium 8, nitrate 6.3, potassium 6.2, silica 31.7, James. Sodium 11.6, total dissolved solids 109.
Whoa, wait. Okay, we're getting different things here because I'm looking on the bottle and the bottle says bicarbonates 74, sulfates 9, chlorides 15. Silica 32, calcium 12, magnesium 8, potassium 6, and dissolved solids 130.
Okay, so it's a little bit off, but not too far off. Probably that's a different report or something, because, you know, water is living, so depending on when they do the testing, they can get slightly different results.
Uh-huh. All right, so should we crack into it?
Let's crack into it. The first of springs in this area were tapped in 1922, and the first bottles appeared in market in 1938. Today, Volvic waters are internationally known. Over 50% of the production of Volvic water is exported to more than 60 countries throughout the world. Two bottling plants produce over 1 billion bottles of water annually and are the principal employers of local Volvic commune. In October 1993, the Volvic company was bought by Group Danone, so it's owned by Danone. Volvic also produces a range of waters that has natural fruit flavorings named Volvic Touch of Fruit, with sugar-free options. Recent flavors include strawberry, summer fruit, blah, 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 blah. Cool. Let's try it, James. Cheers.
Yeah.
Volvic. I love this water. It's really good. What do you think?
It's pretty good. It's very, very smooth, and
it's not very sweet though, is it?
Yeah, it's earthy. It's kind of earthy. I'm not a huge fan of this water, mainly because of the packaging. It's in a huge, flimsy plastic bottle that could really easily become microplastic and just
Yep, gonna end up in the ocean, in the fish, then in the people. Yeah, I was thinking about that last week. Do you know what happened last week, James?
What?
It was Earth Day.
Yeah, it was.
What did you do to celebrate Earth Day?
I didn't do much, really. I didn't know it was Earth Day until it was over.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a pretty good water. It's really smooth, but that's all I really see it have. And that's really all I see having going for it. I can't talk, but that's.
So really if we talk about French waters, how many French waters have we tried? Quite a few, right? So
quite a few. That reminds me, we have to go back to that bakery place and get some more.
So there's that one,
Abbatile.
The Abbatile. You've got Perrier. You've got also Evian is French.
Volvic.
Volvic is French. So if you had to rank the French, and Follette is French as well.
Yeah.
And also
Saint-Giron.
So if you had to rank the French waters that you've tried so far, what would your rankings be?
Just putting everything into account, I'm going to have to put Perrier number one just because of its accessibility. Mm-hmm. And it's a premium water for a cheap price.
Yep.
You know? Then number two, I think I'm going to do Saint-Giron. That was really good. It was a great water. Number three is going to be Abbatile. That was really, really, really good. Four is going to go to Evian. Not quite as good as Perrier, in my opinion, or any of the other ones, but still pretty accessible. Just a little more expensive. And number five is going to go to Volvic. It's not a bad water. But all those other French waters have such a uniqueness to it. This is
it's your least favorite of the French waters.
It's my least favorite of the French waters, but definitely not my least favorite water.
So I'm going to agree with you. It's my least favorite of the French waters, but it's still a very good water. So don't turn your nose up on Volvic. If it's out there, you see it in your local grocery store, give it a try. But my top French water is going to be the Follette. I really like that water. Especially the sparkling version.
I kind of forgot the taste of Follette, I'm going to be honest. That's the main reason. Did I even rank it?
Yeah, we ranked it. I forget which episode it's on, but we might have to go back and look. And we can go back and check your ranking on it. But I think you ranked it pretty high.
Yeah, I forgot what it tastes like. But I think it was pretty good.
Okay, you want to do a bottle cap rating?
Bottle cap rating of Volvic? Sure.
Bottle cap ratings!
Alright. So, bottle cap ratings on Volvic.
James, would you do me a solid and pour me a little bit more Volvic so I can get my bottle cap rating right?
I'm going to do that too. Tell me when to stop.
Go, 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 go. Stop.
You poured an entire glass.
Well, I'm thirsty.
I'm going to do a little to taste.
I was out there on the basketball court trying to keep up with you this morning.
Yeah. I'm gonna just have a little so I can really sample it and keep my palate open for the other waters.
Scale of 1 to 10 bottle caps, James. What say you, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give this a 5.5.
5.5. Ooh, that's not a very high rating.
It's in a flimsy plastic bottle. I kind of like the packaging.
Can I see the bottle?
A little. Like, there's a volcano on it, but that's about all it has going. It's not that great. I like what they're doing for the environment with the 100% recycled plastic. It's still plastic, but it's recycled. Yeah, that'll bump it up to a 6, I guess. The water's okay. It's smooth, but it doesn't have much of a flavor, except for that earthiness, and it's kind of one note. That's why I gave it 6. But I like that I tried it, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're looking for something hydrating, this will definitely do the trick.
So pros and cons for me, it's a spring water. It's pretty good. It's not the best of the French waters. It's on the lower end of the French waters. I do also agree with you, James. Unique and natural taste. I am now made of 100% recycled materials. I hope to see you again, it says on the package. Volvic is filtered through 6 layers of volcanic rock in a protected natural ecosystem.
I don't think that first part is pretty true. The unique and fresh natural taste. I get fresh and natural, but I don't think it's very unique. It kind of just tastes like eating dirt. I'm gonna be honest. Just like it's toned down dirt.
It's not that bad, James. It's pretty good.
It's like, but it's smooth. That's all it is. It's super one note.
Well, I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10 bottle caps. As I mentioned before, it's not my favorite of the French waters, but I like it. I like the taste. I like that it's not that sweet. I like the level of bicarbonates and minerals that are in it, and I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. So, next let's do some Hawaii water, huh?
I want to do the Hawaiian, you know why? Because the Hawaiian water is also a volcanic water. So Volvic was a volcanic water filtered through volcanic rock in a different part of the world in France, and now we're going to Hawaii to try a different volcanic water.
Yeah, so let's try this one.
Crack it open. First of all, top marks on the packaging. Nice glass bottle. Unique shape. Really, really sleek design. I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We've had this on the podcast twice before, and for good reason. It's really a great water. Lava-filtered drinking water. But we need to refresh our palate because it's been quite a few episodes since it's been featured. So.
What does it say on the back there, James?
Let's try it.
What's the name of this water? Hawaiian?
I think it's Hawaii. Like, Hawaii. It's H-A-W-A-I, quotation mark, or not quotation mark, apostrophe I.
Hawaii volcanic water?
Yeah. TDS 58, silica 39, magnesium 2.6, potassium 1.9, calcium 4.8. We've read this story before twice on the podcast, so I'm not going to read it again. But you can search up their website if you want to read it for yourself. It basically just talks about how flows through 15,000 feet of porous lava and creates a delicious alkaline water.
Yeah, then there's a nice picture of the ecosystem here on their website that shows, you know, the rain going through the lava into the aquifer, and then how they pump it up and bottle it at the source.
Yeah, so it's carbonated. Let's try it before
it's carbonated.
This one's sparkling.
Oh,
so
nice.
So
cheers.
Let's try it before the bubbles go away.
Mmm, that's
good. That is good. It's good. Oh, and it takes you on a journey.
It sure does.
It's getting more and more sweeter.
Yeah, that's so much better than the last water we just tried.
That's my point exactly. You know, some of these waters take you on a journey, and it's really nice to follow it through that. I really, really enjoy this water. Can I give it my rating already?
Go ahead, James.
I kind of want to. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. That's a great rating.
This is a great water. The only thing is, it's a little expensive. It's a tiny bit expensive, but you can find it in your grocery store if you want to spoil yourself and try this a little.
How big is that bottle? Is it a liter?
Yes, this is, I believe it's a 1 liter bottle.
There you go, 777 milliliters, so not quite a liter.
Close though.
What is that, 26.3 fluid ounces?
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's, how do I explain it? Let me get one more taste.
And how much is this bottle?
I forgot, but it's a little more expensive than your typical Perrier.
$4 or something like that.
Yeah. It starts off with a little sweetness that's like overpowered by a sourness, and then the sourness fades away and the sweetness gets more intense, and it gets more and more sweet.
That forward sour flavor is amazing in this water. You really taste it.
Yeah, I think it comes from the carbonation really. But I'm pretty sure it just depends where the water's from, how sour it gets when it's carbonated. And this one is quite potent.
Is this naturally
really
carbonated, or is this post-carbonated?
I think this is post-carbonated, but it's really, really good for a post-carbonated water.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because they have a still variant, so. I don't think you can really decarbonate water in a good way. But, yeah, I enjoy this.
This is a 9 out of 10 for you?
9 out of 10.
I'm going to give it 8. It's 8 out of 10. Final answer.
Oh, I like that it's sustainably sourced and bottled.
I like that too. And look how it's got the unique bottle. So they've done their own bottle design here. And it has the actual Hawaiian islands indented onto the glass. You can see the various different islands. That's the Big Island and Maui and Kauai.
You know what? I think I'm going to give this a 9.5. I'm going to bump it up. I don't think it's quite up there with some of the 10s that we've given it, but it's really close.
Well, I'm going to go up to 8.5 just because on the back it says bottled with aloha.
All right. So let's finish up our glass here, and then we'll hop into this guy, I guess.
Okay.
The only one in this lineup that I wasn't that excited for, because I have some information on Genki, the peach thing.
Is that from Japan or Korea?
I'm pretty sure it's from Japan, but apparently it's like really sought after.
Product of China.
China. Apparently it's like really sought after for some odd reason.
Okay,
so
well, we'll get there.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Now these bottles, so I'm looking at like the single size portion. This is like the cheapest drinking water that you can get.
Yeah.
It's the little, is it 8 ounces? Either 8 or 6 ounce tiny little bottles that, you know, generally you'd see it in like a lunchbox for kids or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's 8 ounces.
Yeah. So, and this one is what? It's from Target, right? So this is Good and Gather is the brand on it, their house brand. Ingredients, purified water distributed by Target Corporation. Okay.
All right, so let's get over this liquid plastic. Okay, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. Okay.
James, too bad it's not a visual podcast, because James just didn't pour himself any.
All right,
there we go. Okay, cheers.
3, 2, 1. It's plastic.
Yeah, it tastes like plastic.
Why do they try to suck the flavor out of it? Like, they want as much of the bottle as possible inside of the thing that you're drinking.
Yeah.
It's
this can't be good for you.
It's so bad.
It's bad for the planet, bad for the drinker.
I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10 for the sole reason that smart water revert that extra pH smart water exists. Because I'm traumatized from that. I still like remember the taste, not because of how good it was, just how I don't think I've had much worse in my mouth. And I've eaten flowers and grass as like a kid. And
I saw you eat a flower yesterday.
Yes. Hey, at this sushi place called Rockin' Sushi, they had an edible orchid, and I ate one.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
that place is so good. Yeah. I ate there twice this week.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's good. Good healthy food.
Yeah, it's so good.
So back to this water, and I want to talk about something because something's bothering me about this water. It's really upsetting me, and it's the serving size. So for the amount of plastic that is going into this. The serving size isn't like, even for like emergencies, a serving size of like 6 ounces of water is not enough for a person. So why are they wasting so much plastic with these tiny little bottles that give you like 2 sips of water, and all this plastic's just going to end up in the ocean and in landfills? It's terrible.
I wanted to say, yeah, that it upsets me too. And that's why I like so much what like Rainforest and Pathwater and Liquid Death is doing, you know? They're finding new ways, like with cans and stuff, to really reduce landfill and all this stuff going into the ocean. You know, because glass still goes into the ocean. I mean, glass is better, right? And we like the experience of glass, but it's still not the best. You know, the can is one of the best options we have right now besides box water, but box water is kind of nasty.
Well, there's got to be a safer, easier way to get water, like even just cheap drinking water like this, into the hands of people that need it. You know, maybe just some refillable, thermoses. Everyone has their own water bottle, a can, whatever it is.
Literally,
there's
got to
be a better way than this.
You can make a small can if you wanted to. Just don't. Why? Why? Why plastic?
Yeah. 0 out of 10 bottle caps.
It gets a 0.5 out of 10 for me just for the sole reason, the smart water. It's just so bad. So, so bad.
What's up next, James?
Let's have a little Topo break.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Let's have some Topo Chico.
I've got my little ring opener here. Let's see how quick I can do this. Probably going to take a couple tries because...
One, two, hey! Yeah, there you go.
There we go. I also have to be a little careful because we're around our podcast equipment. You know, I don't want to ruin any of it. But I'm Topo breaking the Topo glass. So, you want to talk about our pretty eventful week and next couple of weeks, too?
Yeah.
All right, so this week we did some stuff. I went skimboarding in Huntington Dog Beach.
How was that?
It was a lot of fun. It was kind of funny and a little distracting because dogs kept running up to my skimboard thinking it was a big chew toy and trying to bite down on it and play fetch with it. But it was really cute. You know, I got a couple of runs in and I saw just a ton of dogs around me. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you keep practicing on that skimboard. It looks like you're getting some good skills on it.
I'm trying to get better at it. I'm still a beginner, like very, very beginner. I know how to get on the board, but not even very fast.
Well, like anything, it's a good opportunity to challenge yourself, and the more you practice, the better you're going to get at it, and you'll be a top skimboarder before you know it.
So, we also, what else did we do? We had some really nice Milanesa buffalo chicken sandwiches.
That was good, yep. And we went and played basketball earlier and went for a walk over by the lake.
Yeah. Next week, we are going to be in, we tell them, huh?
Well, we're going on vacation. We're going to go to Florida, and then
Florida,
we're going to go to Nevada.
Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Soon's your birthday and soon's Mother's Day as well, right?
It's all coming up.
Yeah, so, quite eventful for everyone, but, we have a lot going on, you know, so,
How's your Topo Chico?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like to have it in a Topo glass because it feels like I'm just drinking out of a more refined Topo Chico bottle, and that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and this Topo Chico glass has the green tint to it.
It does. Yeah. And the one that we drank out of does too, but a lot of them don't anymore.
Maybe that has to do with that glass shortage that we talked about on an earlier podcast.
I think it does, yeah. Making it out of different types of glass.
Yeah. What's up next on the podcast, James?
I'm kind of excited to try this Genki water. I'll talk about it a little while.
Do we have to rate the Topo Chico?
Finishing up here. No, we don't, because we already know.
No need. No need to rate. Yeah. I think everyone that listens to this podcast knows how much we like Topo Chico.
Yeah.
And then we have kind of a penchant for it, that it's our favorite.
I mean, favorite that's accessible to us, you know? Because those foreign waters, those are really good. I give it 9 out of 10 every single time because there's always room for improvement.
There you go, yeah.
And Topo is kind of the gold standard, but there is a way to beat it.
Yep, that's true.
A gold standard can always be a platinum standard.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I like that, James. Can I use that quote?
Sure.
Cool.
Alright, so this Genki Forest Sparkling Water. Fizzy, fruity, and flavorful sparkling water. Crisp bubbles with extra fizz. Flavorful and lively refreshment with bold aromas. Available in 3 globally inspired fruit flavors. So, why I'm excited for this is because apparently it's, it says 0 sugar, 0 fat, low calories, lightly sweetened, available in 3 energizing and refreshing flavors, right?
Yep.
But if you go on, like, their website store to buy it, every single thing is sold out.
Really?
So either they need to update their website stock, or this is just, like, really sought after in some places.
Where did you find this one?
We got this. Didn't we get this together in the Ralphs?
Oh, we got it found in the Ralphs. Either Ralphs or probably maybe H Mart.
Maybe H Mart. Yeah.
I think we got it at H Mart.
Maybe. Yeah.
H Mart is a Korean supermarket.
Asian in general, really. Yeah. And you can find a lot of cool stuff there.
I'm excited to try this, but I'll tell you what I'm not excited about.
What?
The ingredients panel.
Yeah, I know. There's so much in it, but this is really like. This is really more of a low-calorie soda, not a water.
This is not a water.
There's a reason we saved it for last.
Yes. So, ingredients. Carbonated water, erythritol, sodium bicarbonate, citric acid, sucralose, potassium sorbate, and edible essence. So, I don't like these additives that are in here, especially the sucralose. Sucralose has some pretty bad side effects.
Yeah.
Do you know what those side effects are, James?
Cancer is one of them, right?
Well, I don't know if it's a carcinogen or not, but I'll tell you that it will make you have diarrhea.
Ugh.
Ugh.
All right, so let's try a little bit of this. Let's try a little bit. What I'm thinking, either this is going to be really good or really bad. So, let's see. Like, up there with the smart water bad, if it's bad. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. Let's see. Oh, it smells really good.
What flavor is it? Peach?
Yeah. It's, peach flavor. Alright.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, wow.
You know what it tastes like?
What?
It tastes like, you know, those, peach gummy candies?
I was thinking it feels like a cross in between... those peach flavored gummies.
Yeah, like the fuzzy peach gummy.
And some clearly Canadian. But it has that aspartame aftertaste thing. But I really like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
I like the first taste of the sweetness, but the aftertaste is really off putting for me.
Agree to disagree. I'm gonna save some of this and have some more throughout the week because I actually really enjoy this. I think it's a nice treat.
It's definitely a nice treat.
Maybe
if they had different flavors, I might be more into something else. Like maybe if they had like a lime flavor or something rather than this.
They have different flavors. Maybe we'll pick up a different one to try. We should do like a soda scale thing, huh? Because we always say, oh, we can't really rate it fairly because it's not a water, it's a soda. So why don't we just do a soda scale thing?
I'm down.
I'm gonna give this If we give the Clearly Canadian on the soda scale like a 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, then I'll give this an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Or, well, I'll give it a 9, tying it, just for the sole reason that it's completely sugar-free.
Okay.
And fat-free and all that.
So my soda scale is going to be based a little bit different. And anything that's like a diet soda with all of these artificial sweeteners and stuff in it is actually going to get rated lower than a soda that has like natural sugar in it. So unfortunately, Genki, from me, you're going to get a low mark. You're going to get 2 out of 10 bottle caps on the soda scale.
2 out of 10?
2 out of 10.
It tastes like gummy peach rings. How would you give it a 2 out of 10? No, it's not. Whatever. Agree to disagree. I think personally, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you should pick some of this up and try it because it tastes like gummy peach rings.
If I was going to have a treat, I would go for, you know what's great to have, James? Either like the real sugar sodas, like some of the Mexican Coke,
those are
or
really good.
Some of the ones, if you remember in Texas, we used to go through a town where they started bottling Dr. Pepper, and they have like the real sugar Dr. Pepper and real sugar sodas that they do there. These are sodas that have only 2 or 3 ingredients. You know, it's got the carbonated water,
Dr. flavoring, Pepper flavors,
and
like...
then sugar, real sugar.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper flavor is like 26 different ingredients, though. It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Maybe not 20. It might be 16. It's a lot of things.
So anything with like all those artificial sweeteners, or also a big no for me is high fructose corn syrup. Do you know about this stuff, James?
Yeah, but it's high calorie. This doesn't have that, at least.
It's high calorie, but it's really bad for you.
Yeah. I personally enjoy this. I get where you're coming from. Thing is, some of those like Doritos and stuff like that can have like 100+ calories.
They do have a lot of calories.
And I don't want to drink that many calories in a soda if I'm gonna have one as a treat. I'd rather have a zero calorie treat that has some some kind of bad stuff than have a 200 calorie drink that I. Yeah.
Okay, I get that, and I the same way. Oftentimes, if I'm gonna have a soda, I'll grab a Diet Coke instead of a full sugar Coke. But I don't think it's any better for you. It may be less calories, but certainly not better for you.
Yeah. So I'm going to go grab the last thing because we don't have it right here. So I'll be right back. And we're back.
We are back on the Bubbles Podcast.
And we have a drink that we made. Me and the producer, you were doing some stuff around the house, getting it ready for our trip.
Yep.
But we made a little recipe here. It kind of took long because there's some things that you have to wait for, but it's really easy to do, actually.
So things that are really popular right now are nut milks, right?
Yes.
A lot of people are going away from dairy, people are going vegan, vegetarian, and they don't want the milk from the cows.
So they do oat milk,
yep,
or
almond milk.
Almond milk.
Soy
I've seen
milk.
Some I've seen some other milks like
cashew milk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you wanted to try a recipe. So what did you come up with?
Well, I didn't come up with it. I found it on TikTok.
Okay.
It's a almond milk recipe.
Okay.
And we didn't realize how much it would make, so we kind of made too much. We made like a gallon of almond milk.
So what were your raw materials to make your recipe? What did you need?
Almonds, water, and then we ended up using a little salt and a little honey.
Okay.
And so you put the almonds, however many you need.
What did you use? About a pound?
We used quite a bit. I don't remember. It was 300 something grams.
Okay.
And let those soak in water for at least 4 hours.
What kind of water did you use?
Fridge water.
Okay.
And then after that, you pour it into a blender, right, with 4 times the amount of water that there is to the almonds.
Okay.
To the
four to one ratio.
Almonds. Yeah, of water to almonds.
Yeah.
And
you use like a high speed, high power blender. I think we have is it a Ninja?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need quite a big blender if you're gonna make as much as we did. But after that, you blend it for around 45 seconds, and it gets nice and milky. and then you strain it through a cheesecloth into a strainer into a bowl.
Okay.
And you do that, and you squeeze every last bit of it out. And oh, and you add a little honey and salt before you blend it.
Why the salt?
I forgot to say. It brings out the
just
flavor.
Just for flavor, yeah?
Yeah.
Just a pinch.
Uh-huh.
And the honey for sweetness?
Just a little sweetness, I guess. It didn't seem to do much to it because it's, from when we tasted it, when it wasn't chilled, it was pretty bitter, but let's see how it tastes now.
Okay, let's try it.
Yeah. So you just, threw a cheesecloth and a strainer like that, and then you have the milk. So, let's see.
I wonder if this would be good with, like, cereal.
I think it definitely would be.
Or in my latte in the morning.
Oh, that we're definitely going to use it for some of that.
That's really good, James.
It's really, really almondy.
It does. It is a little bitter, and it's more almondy flavor than, like, if you buy almond milk at the store, I would say. But I really like it.
I think it needs some sweetness, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if that's just my sweet tooth talking. Do you agree? I think it's...
I like the level of sweetness, because I don't... with my milk, I don't like it that sweet.
Yeah, it's like... it's really, really bitter, though. It just tastes like you're eating raw almonds, kind of. But it's pretty good. It's like an all-natural almond milk, you know?
Yeah. So are you going to explore any other nut milks?
Probably. If we can get our hands on some of the recipes like that, maybe oat milk we might try next.
That would be good.
That would be cool.
I usually have oat milk every day in my coffee now. I used to have heavy cream, and then I switched to oat milk because I think it's healthier.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, it's really good.
It is delicious.
It is. I kind of got to acquire the taste a little, but the more I sip it, the better it is. Ooh. Yeah, so anything else to talk about?
Well, James, so what do you have planned for the rest of the day today here?
I mean, I'm kind of tired, if I'm going to be honest. I think I'm just going to game for a bit, you know, lay around the house.
You're not going to go out and do some more exercise or something?
We did quite a bit. We walked like walked a couple miles there and back to a grocery outlet, and we played some basketball on the way.
Yeah, that was fun. You were king of the court.
Yeah. Hey, you got
I think
close,
I'm
going
to go out and ride my bike a little bit, get some more exercise myself.
Nice. So, I guess without further ado,
like to say thank you to all of our listeners. Our listenership is growing. We actually had a big bump in the ratings this week. We had a lot more listeners come on, so that was interesting and good. We're happy to see that. And we want to say thank you. If you would like to get a hold of the podcast, James, how do they do that?
You can do @theoldspodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening on Anchor, you can go to the top of our page. There's a little green button there. I think it's green. I'm not sure. It might be blue. Might be white. It should say voice message. Click it, and then you can do a voice message. Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram @TheBubblesPodcast.
Follow us on TikTok @TheBubblesPodcast.
And please rate and review our show. Leave us a nice rating, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We would appreciate that.
Do not give us 1 stars. Give us 5.
And what happens if they give us 1, James?
We pour water on you. And not the high quality. We'll force you to drink an entire gallon of the pH smart water.
Oh.
I think that's a genuine threat. I'm not even going to lie. It tastes like chemicals. Don't buy it.
Smart water is dummy water.
Sometimes we do this stuff for you guys. We do this stuff for you guys. You know, some waters we drink so you don't have to. Some waters we drink so you can.
Yes, yes. So until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm James, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
And this has been
Bubbles!